Previously on Derivative.
I'm going to play you a new jingle I've been working on, but first let's spend about an hour talking about some pop song you've never heard of. Now this song starts with the letter A, which I find interesting, as A is the first letter in the alphabet. There's probably about 50 or 60 other reasons that's interesting, too.
I tend to say the same thing.
It's Derivative.
These maniacal fans, and they write jingles.
It feels Derivative.
I don't see the point in writing your own jingle and picking somebody else's.
It's more like Weird Al, but it's sort of better.
This is extremely Derivative.
It is bad, and it is done with total confidence.
Very meta and annoying and Derivative.
Not original, uninspired.
I'm Derivative as hell.
Hey everybody, it's Jerry. It's Derivative. And last week we played only one jingle. So today I thought we'd get right into it and play all the jingles. I'm going to littlesongs.net. I'm going to pull this up and play what I find on the homepage. So there seem to be... here's one from John Fitzpatrick. Let's see what this is.
Certain topics give TK a swell chest. Michael has a good day on the fairway, Dad's impressed. Grabbed his sticks, Michael shoots 66.
Oh, nice. It's a golf
Tones
song.
Tones played
good.
Courses from Chicago to L.A. More than 2,000 balls lost on the way. Just can't fix when Tone shoots 96.
Nice.
Tony's drives go kablooey, chip shots are screwy. It's a shame and a pity, but his putts are just shitty. Still he beams on each show. Just how good's his son, you know. Cross Uncle Benny's table, ask Michael, and he's able to recap any major. Yep, that's his Bambino, won't you? Get hip to this listener tip. When you choose your next podcast clip, golf still beats when Chris talks politics.
Oh, that's awesome. Man, I love John always does such a good job of changing up the rhymes for the choruses. And so the 66, 96 in politics and getting a great shot at both golf and Chris Lizza there. That's fantastic. There's also on the website a radio-friendly version set to the Rolling Stones version of that song that John uploaded. So that was the extended Nat King Cole version there. Now let's see what else we got here. It looks like there's a couple of songs about the Washington football team. This first one's by Tony Beeson. These lyrics are fantastic. Let's check this out. Got a piano.
Hail to the Washington football team. Hail fewer losses. Generic humans on the path of improvement. Represent for old DC. Punt, pass, and kick. This team is sick. Overcome this week's foe. Touchdowns, yes! More of these, please. Strive on, till the game is done. Won't it be peachy if we have won? Non-gender-specific children of Washington! Hail to the Washington football team. Hail fewer losses. Generic humans on the peaceful path to self-improvement. Represent for old DC.
Oh my God, that's Tony Beeson's amazing hail to the Washington football team. That reminds me of that Weird Al Yankovic corporate sloganeering song. I think it was on Mandatory Fun. But just a bunch of generic catchphrases and stuff like that. That was hilarious, the changing of the Sons of Washington to non-gender-specific Children of Washington. All right, let's see what this other Redskin song is. This is Joe Arrow with A Team with No Name. All right.
For the first time since the 30s, the mascot has gone away. There were arrows and feathers and spears and things, but the colors remain, they say.
This is really good.
In the Eastern Division of the NFC, it's the team from FedEx Field. The press has been building for a whole bunch of years. The owner finally had to yield. You see, I live in the district and my team has no name. And the fans never come to the games. Since the 90s, there's been nothing but shame. Because the culture is toxic and the owner's to blame. So blah, 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 blah.
Oh, that was awesome, Joe. I feel like Brad Weiss did a Horse With No Name song. Am I remembering that? Yes. Let's see what... This is from February of 2015. Here's the Brad Weiss version of that America song. We got the acoustic version.
Oh, when I got to Arizona, I found the dungeon where we did the show. There were houses high on mountainsides, but what do they do when it snows? The first meal I ate was a grouper with sauce that I kept by the side of the plate. And I rearranged all my eating plans for a sandwich that never came. I've been to the desert and I'd like to complain. It felt good to get off of the plane. I need sunglasses when I'm on PTI, but I can't make my iPhone get the Wi-Fi. Blah, 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 blah,
fantastic.
Blah, 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 blah,
I feel like that's referencing blah, that same blah, era blah, 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 of the Subway Sandwich song. I think that was Tony going to the desert. All right, let's go back to the top of the homepage here. There are two new songs about squirrels. Let's continue with the Brad Weiss, I Hate Squirrels by Brad Weiss.
My tomatoes had all taken root. When I check on them, some had yielded fruit. Until one day, something's caused me great dismay. I hate squirrels.
Hate squirrels.
Hate squirrels. I really hate squirrels. Hate squirrels.
I hate squirrels.
Oh my God. All right. That was wonderful. All right. And then one more on the squirrel theme by Joe Arrow.
I wish I had a BB gun and I sat outside 24 hours a day. And when a squirrel poked its little fat body, you know, into my tomatoes, I would shoot at it.
I wanna kill all these voracious squirrels that run through my backyard and eat my tomatoes, those eating squirrels. Yes, I hate squirrels, so I gave one a name. I'll get me a pistol and play a new game, shooting Raju the squirrel.
They've been infested by squirrel paws. I hate squirrels.
That is great. Raju the squirrel. What's funny, that's a Neil Young song. I would have guessed that that America song was also a Neil Young song. That was wonderful. So this is some of the recent tracks at littlesongs.net. I encourage you to go check out, leave some comments, leave your feedback on the website.
This is Derivative.
I've been doing this for a while now, and after 7 years, there are still a few things that I really enjoy about this. I think number one is probably that moment of inspiration and then actually writing one of these silly jingles, followed by hearing the reaction on the air or maybe getting a random tweet or email from somebody about how much they enjoyed one of these things. It's still a thrill, even after all this time, just knowing that this silly thing that I'm doing for fun ends up making somebody happy. But the thing that really has kind of dominated my summers the past few years has been the Jingle Fest celebration. Going back to 2015, we started doing all this. And then immediately after that, planning for the next one. I have as much fun in that month or two following Jingle Fest thinking about the next title, the next logo, what are we going to do differently, how are we going to make it exciting, where is it going to be? And that piece there is almost as fun as seeing everybody and kind of getting the show together, just thinking about the next one and that anticipation. Now, finding a venue and doing all that, that's not as much fun, all the logistics. But the actual planning of it is one of my favorite parts of this whole thing. So it's frustrating right now that I can't do that. I actually had a title and a tentative logo and stuff already mapped out for Jingle Fest 7 going back to, I don't know, maybe 7 or 8 months ago. I had it all kind of figured out. Almost went so far as to have it commissioned so that when we hosted the festival in Nashville, I'd be able to discuss what I wanted to do for number 7. And so obviously that is on hold right now with everything. But for those that support this podcast and the website on Patreon, I always, part of that reward is that the shirt or whatever I'm creating for that festival, they get, you know, I send that to them. So this would be the time of the year where I usually do that. So since I don't have that available, I've come up with a fun little derivative design that kind of mixes together a parody logo of a magical kingdom, like the you know Disney's Magic Kingdom, of the Schwitz. So I've got a derivative Magic Kingdom Schwitz kind of composite design you can find at littlesongs.net/store if you want to take a look. And anybody that's backing me on that will you know get one of those within the next few weeks, as I haven't printed. So, you know, hopefully I can get back to planning the real thing, the official thing soon. But in the meantime, as a thank you to everybody that's supporting this podcast and all the things that I do, I want to get that out there if you'd like it.
You're listening to Derivative.
If you're not following John Feinstein on Twitter, it's probably because he's blocked you. He's blocked many people, especially those that call him Junior. But if you are fortunate enough to be following him, you may have seen this tweet in the past few days. So here's the quote. Today's anecdote. Someone's brought up my old pal Tony Kornheiser this morning, which reminded me of the time he famously yelled at Peter Schmuck, "Don't you know who I am?" in the back of the Orioles press box. And Ted Cagney replied, "I thought Tony yelled at that hotel clerk at the Final Four," to which Junior replied, "That I made up in Last Shot, which was fiction with real characters involved, based on the incident in the press box. Tony went ballistic and was even angrier when a Washington Post reviewer found the anecdote funny and said so that she liked it and the book." Now, I don't know. I mean, maybe I was aware that Junior had acknowledged that or they'd had that exchange, but never so explicitly in black and white to acknowledge that wasn't a true story. And so I replied to Junior and said, "Never let facts get in the way of a good story," to which he said, "You didn't," referring to all the various jingles, such as this one I'm about to play here, about the time that Tony yelled at a hotel clerk, even though apparently that never actually happened.
"Well, I'm famous, but not as famous as I want to be. I still scare away celebrities. Don't they watch PTI? And I'm working, even though I'm almost 83. I'm not leaving till they fire me, and I think I've earned that right. You know, you'd think by now I'd have more repute. I'm on TV in every bar, although I'm always on mute.
I'm on mute.
I spent 3 long years calling football games. How does Anna Kendrick not know my name? Don't you know who I am? I'm famous, so I'm allowed to be a total jerk to a puny little hotel clerk.
That's not a true story.
I never read what I sow. I'm famous.
I didn't do that.
But not as famous as I ought to be. George Costanza played me on TV on a pretty awful show.
Oh my God, that is one of my all-time favorite reactions, that Tony was just aghast at the joke that was being made and insisting that it wasn't a true story. And it turns out, I guess, it wasn't a true story. So in what must be kismet, or QE, as KJ would say, I actually had been working on Junior/Hallelujah Part 427, or whatever we're up to right now. and had posted this on Twitter the day or two before that junior exchange. And I thought I would just play it here. One little sidebar, I think either at the same time or in response to that previous thread, somebody had replied to John saying, oh, I'm a huge fan of Tony's. And he replied and said, well, you don't know him like I do. I thought that that was very telling and very funny. So here is Junior / Hallelujah part a bajillion.
I listen every summer day. The podcast era's a great malaise. The guest rotation numbers are growing fewer. It's the same. Guess, rinse, repeat, when all we need is John Feinstein with his tales for teens and his golfing books for boomers. Where is Junior? We miss Junior. I miss the humor, and I miss Junior.
Sometimes, not really. In addition to me playing and singing on that last track, you probably also heard the sustain pedal, the super squeaky sustain pedal. Now, this piano is 120 years old or so, and I was supposed to have a tech out here last week to take apart and grease and clean and replace some parts and stuff in the pedal. We've been keeping up with this thing over the years, trying to keep it in good shape in case the owner ever returns, or just for our own posterity, because it's a lovely piece of furniture and like to keep it in good shape. And anyway, the piano tech hurt his shoulder or something the day before he's supposed to come out. So next time you hear that piano, hopefully there won't be quite as much squeaking on it. I haven't really set up a permanent rig for recording piano, so really it's just everything on my smartphone right now, just propped up on the music stand. So if I keep playing that and that becomes a featured part of the way I do these silly songs, then maybe I'll set up a slightly better rig or something, or try to use the keyboard. But I find playing the piano is so much more, I don't know, maybe I'm just used to it, but I find it more natural and easier than trying to play those keyboard keys. So in that spirit, if you have any requests, any jingles of the 400 or so that I've done that you'd like to hear in that style, or just to have me revisit with some new lyrics, or just an acoustic type piano version, I'd be happy to do so. Just shoot me an email, ChineseFood@tkjingles.com, and I'll do that. This next one is an example of one that I decided to revisit as I look to just play the piano and have fun. I'm going back to songs that I love that mean something to me, and this is one of those. This is a Ryan Adams song, Crossed Out Name, that I've done as a jingle. This is an unaired jingle from 2013, reimagined on piano.
Orange guy, don't go. Connecticut is so backed up, and the sports chicks kinda suck. Who am I kidding? I don't listen live. I hear each show 3 days late because I'm podcasting late. Nigel's got some emails, faxes, and pick out a few good ones and read them for the folks. Send out TK stickers and some unusable swag from the mailbag. It's Tony's mailbag. Here comes the mailbag. It's Tony's mailbag.
All right, so that was one that I always loved, and I knew it would never air when I recorded it. Jeff, actually, my brother, recorded the guitar on the original version of that song, so check it out at littlesongs.net. It's a pretty fantastic recording if you happen to like that kind of sad music that I do. The last thing I'll play here is a song that is the number one most played song on my iPod. I recently discovered an iPod in my closet and quickly sold it on eBay. But that was the number one track that I played on there. Must have had 200 plays or something. And it's pretty ridiculous that this song was up there. It is a soundtrack song called The End of an Act from Team America World Police. And I love basically everything about this song, so much that I felt compelled to sit down and learn how to play it a few days ago. I love the premise, the way it's placed in the movie, Trey Parker's performance. Just everything about this song is ridiculously perfect. And it's nice and short. So here is The End of an Act. And I miss you, all of you, even more than Ben Affleck needs acting school. That's all the time I'm giving to this episode of Derivative. I hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please consider leaving a review on iTunes or one of those sites. I'd love to see that feedback, or send me an email, ChineseFood@tkjingles.com. Again, I encourage you to go help clear some swag from my attic from all the old Jingle Fests, or if you'd like to support going forward, check out some of that new stuff. And number one, most importantly, to all of you writing these jingles as you're still listening to them, thank you. Please go to littlesongs.net, leave some feedback for all those that are still creating these hilarious songs to let them know what you think about all this stuff. We had some great contributions today from Joe, Tony, John Fitzpatrick, and Brad that I was glad to share with you. I think they're so awesome, and I could not have been doing this for 7 years if I was doing it by myself. So I'm glad there's still a few other folks out there who enjoy doing this and that Tony still enjoys it enough to keep playing it. So I will be back here soon.
Okay. We need some time. You got any more?
To his death. His car phone rings, it breaks his concentration. He screams, Alexa, Siri, Google, take this call. Terrified of all these innovations and scared of learning how to use them all. Oh, he's afraid of everything, going overboard on a cruise, shopping in Rehoboth, but they're all out of boat shoes. It's a flight without a Xanax or ice cream without a sink. He's afraid of everything. The same old man is home now in his driveway. He sees an Uber car, it's been parked there for a week. He says, man, I wish these pores would see things my way. What gives them any right to public streets? He heads out back to see if his garden's ripened. He finds mashed tomatoes all over the place. There's a baby deer, she's trembling and she's frightened. He's petrified and frozen in her gaze. 'Cause he's afraid of everything. Hungry squirrels, falling trees, an inch of snowfall in December, getting taxed by AOC, of putting netting on his planters, then getting trapped in all the string. Oh, he's afraid of everything. There's a little girl who's walking past a bookstore. She asks, Mommy, can we please go inside? When an older man stumbles out the front door, his cape is torn, his hat reads PTI. He blurts out that he used to be a writer. And the hotel clerks, they all knew his name. All at once, the girl's mom is there beside her. With awkward smiles, they slowly back away. He's afraid of everything, like staying out past eight, like not hanging it up before they make him go away. He's not getting any younger, and every day he shrinks. Oh, he's afraid of everything. ATMs and ATVs, like dining out in public while they all watch you as you eat. All these phobias and neuroses, they're enough to drive you mad. It's like getting trapped in a parking lot because they don't take cash. It's an unplanned vacation for saying what you really think.
Standing on